This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. Live Sunday edition here, the Black Friday weekend wrap-up, I guess. We got some of the numbers. What were the results from...
Tomorrow's Cyber Monday?
It is.
Okay.
That's correct. Which would be the wrap... would be the weekend's over.
Okay, yeah.
Sunday night. Cyber Monday, kind of a different thing. In fact, already things are looking good for the online world as of this Friday and Thursday. Turns out online sales are up. In-store sales are down. This was a decline this year, a significant decline, $1 billion decline.
$1 billion is a lot of money.
Yeah, in real-life stores, so brick-and-mortar stores, lost sales and traffic this year. It's Ian and Mark in the studio. If you want to share your thoughts with us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the invitation's still open if you are somebody who works in retail, or maybe you actually went out and you participated as a customer in Black Friday on Friday. Or Thursday night, because sometimes stores are opening early on Thanksgiving.
Black Wednesday.
And so, on Friday we did focus on the stories of the violence, the stories of the drama in the stores. A lady who stole a vegetable steamer out of the hands of what looked like a 6 or 7 year old.
Oh God, no.
On video.
I wasn't in for this show, but I did hear about that on the news.
You did hear that one? Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. She stole the thing and then yelled when the mom of the little girl grabbed her and tried to get the vegetable steamer box back from her, and then she was yelling about how she was being aggressed upon.
This is what people do constantly, though. I mean, that's real life. Like, somebody goes out, commits an aggression, and then, wah, wah, wah! You know, it happens constantly. Take a look at the people that work for the government. They're a great example. Take a look at your average citizen when you file a lawsuit against the government, or you protest, or do whatever. Cry, cry, cry. Why are you doing this to me? I'm trying to set things right.
So tonight, now that we've got some of the numbers for the entire weekend, and specifically Black Friday itself, we'll look at some of that. Also, the question of, is it wrong, sort of a moral question, a societal issue, if you will, to look at the issue of poking fun at those who are going crazy over Black Friday, those who are brawling over a discounted vegetable steamer or whatever it is, a television set, people fighting over things. And is it wrong to, look down one's nose at something like that? That's what the article over in the Washington Post has to say by Luke O'Neill. It's actually from last year, but I think the questions still remain this year. And I don't think we talked about it last year. You can join us, though, with your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. First story from the Dallas News, brick-and-mortar stores lost sales and traffic. Online stores gained traffic and sales, and the whole holiday hoopla associated with the long Thanksgiving Black Friday weekend now seems more appropriate for an earlier era. Spending in stores fell 10% from last year on both Thanksgiving and Black Friday, according to retailing research firm ShopperTrack.
That can't be good.
Thanksgiving sales in stores fell from slightly more than $2 billion last year to $1.8 billion. Now, that's just for Thanksgiving. So Black Friday sales themselves, which is a much larger day, more stores are open. Some stores still don't open on Thanksgiving. But Black Friday sales were off more than $1 billion from $11.6 billion a year ago to $10.4 billion this year.
Close to 10%.
More than, actually, they said.
No, that's not more than 10%.
Is
it?
I think
it's right at 10%? Okay.
Anyway, a Thanksgiving weekend is now more like the second quarter going into halftime of a football game because retailers are offering special prices several weeks earlier, says Matthew Shea, CEO of the National Retail Federation. That's why the industry's largest trade group forecasts November and December together and is sticking with an earlier projection of a 3.7% sales increase from a year ago. That compares with a 4.1% increase during the holiday of 2014. So they're saying that even though the sales on Black Friday itself were down, that overall they're expecting to have a larger year this year.
We're going to make it. They haven't made the sales yet. This is, I don't know. I mean, one thing that, I guess when, before the economic downturn, I don't think that economists were predicting very successfully that Americans would tighten their belts the way they did. I think it was in the year 2005, Americans spent more than they made. That means that they were spending on their credit cards, literally on their credit cards, and they spent more money than they made.
That's a bad thing.
And then 2007 comes, in 2005 the housing bust comes, then 2007 the economic downturn begins. It goes on for a period of time, and, I think we're just now clawing our way out of it, but when you talk to people who lived during the Great Depression, and there's not many of them anymore that were sort of adults during the Great Depression, but you certainly find some that were young when it occurred. Mm-hmm. They're different. Now, I did talk to them when they were, people that were adults during the Great Depression. I was old enough for that.
When you say different, you mean they are less likely to spend more than they earn?
Thrifty people, mm-hmm. right? Like, hey, the bottom could fall out of this monster any old time it feels like, is what their attitude was, because that's what happened.
Yeah, sure.
Everything was going along swimmingly, and ka-clunk, it falls, due to no one's fault, it falls apart. And I think that's how, for me, that's how I feel today.
Well, you said no one's fault. I mean, couldn't you argue it was the federal government's monetary policy that was at fault?
I mean the fault of
the individual?
Yeah, individuals out there. I get where you're coming from, certainly. Bankers and politicians, these people have been engineering destruction in our, what they're trying to do is engineer success, but in the process, you're engineering destruction. It's called the boom-bust cycle. It comes because the money's backed by nothing.
Mm.
Now, this was an argument that was had between Keynes and Hayek decades ago, and apparently the Keynesians won because socialism and big spending and big government always win because the politicians have the power, not the people. People who are responsible never have the power in these circumstances. So yes, it's those people's fault. But to the average citizen, we're just going along living life and everything falls apart. You're trying to react to the marketplace, you're trying to grow a business or whatever, and then clunk, it falls apart. Then you've got no money and you've got to start all over again. That's how I'm probably going to be for the rest of my life because I remember the days prior to the fall. I was going out having $20 lunches every single day, putting them on the credit card and paying them off at the end of the month, but putting them on the credit card nonetheless, driving around in a little convertible sports car and doing all those things.
Yep. Starbucks every day, more than once a day.
More than once or twice, right? Yep. I'm not doing that crap anymore. That's just not the way to live. It's not the way to have a good life. And I think a lot of
people... You got an extra mouth, a couple mouths to feed, too.
Sure, things have changed. Things have changed in my household. It's 10 years later.
Right.
But 15. This is how... 2005, it's 10 years from there.
Oh, 05, okay. I thought you were talking about previous to that.
But, this is how it is for a lot of people. I can't say that, looking at these numbers, I don't know what it's going to be like, but I don't buy the Christmas gifts that I did, in years past. I just don't buy as many. My son gets one Christmas gift from, me or my wife or maybe both. I'm not sure how we generally do it.
Does he get anything from Santa Claus or is that like not a thing at your house?
Santa Claus, he knows that Santa Claus is Muffy, his grandmother.
The grandmother, okay.
My mother, we refer to as Muffy. Because what I realized when he was little was since he has no older siblings or cousins or anything like that, I can name my mother anything I want to him and he won't know the difference. So I sort of went through, Meemaw is funny, but it's a little too true country for me.
Yeah.
There's Nana and a few others, and all of them are just kind of, you know, they're just sort of kids' words. And so I decided I'll call her something funny, Muffy. Muffy. And
sounds like a dog.
Yeah, well, whatever. So to him, that's her title, you know, like the working title for my mother, for grandmother, is Muffy.
And my parents raised me to just call them by their first name. Isn't that interesting? It's unusual, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. You and your family. I don't know what I'm saying.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. We'll continue to analyze Black Friday from both the, you know, the results side and also the morality side. Is it wrong to be amused by the people fighting over things in the aisles?
I'd love to hear why it's wrong to see gladiators fight.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition. This is Free Talk Live. Chuck.
Are you thinking about your Medicare benefits right now? You know, Original Medicare may not cover all of your needs, and the deadline to choose your plan is rapidly approaching. Plus, whatever Medicare plan you choose is locked in for a full year, so the wrong choice could cost you thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs. At Health Markets, we can help you find a plan to minimize those costs with one free phone call. You could spend hours doing all the research yourself, or our licensed agents can do it for you for free. Call Health Markets now for free help.
800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. Again, that's 800-978-4818. Health Market Insurance Agency, the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability vary by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition here. You can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind, although we are talking about Black Friday weekend and the results. How did it turn out? Well, actually pretty good for online businesses. Real-life businesses, numbers were down, actually, pretty significantly. 10%, like $1 billion, kind of 10%. It's a lot. We'll continue that here. You can also join us, toll-free number 855-450-3733. You want a great discount for the holidays or anytime, check out ProXPN for your privacy on the Internet. If you are not using ProXPN, you are not protected, likely. ProXPN will encrypt your Internet connection. Doesn't matter what operating system you're using, there's a ProXPN for you. There's an option to get you protected, and you can get 50% off of the regular monthly price when you order their annual plan by using code FTL50. So go to ProXPN.com to get signed up, and keep in mind, ProXPN does not keep any logs of your activities whatsoever, so they have no data to sell anyone. They can't do it. They don't keep those logs, whereas your Internet service provider is probably logging everything you do over their Internet connection. So ProXPN protects you from that and more. Go to ProXPN.com. Use code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. And 50 as in 50% off at ProXPN.com. It's the Internet the way it should be. Take back the privacy. That's your right. ProXPN.com. Code FTL50. So more about the shopping world. This weekend, numbers down for in-store sales went from $11.6 billion last year to $10.4 billion this year. The numbers, according to ShopperTrack, which is a retailing research firm. This is being reported in the Dallas Morning News. The story from Matthew Shea, CEO of the National Retail Federation, he's saying that the Thanksgiving weekend is now more like the second quarter going into halftime of a football game, claiming that retailers are offering special prices weeks earlier, going back as far as, you know, October, basically. They're starting to see more Black Friday-esque sales after Halloween, basically. So it's the retailers are expanding out, spreading out the sales beyond just the Black Friday weekend.
I kind of feel like, you know, this is it, that that online retailers have finally slain the dragon. And now all we have to do is wait for it to fall. That retailers, these big giant retailers out there, the ones, the department stores and the you know, the big box stores, that this is the end of the line for them. This is what we're reporting here, is the numbers out of those stores, right?
These are the numbers are for in-store sales that I've reported so far. Online sales, according to Adobe, I don't know if that's the software company or what. I'm jumping down in the story here, so I'm not sure if that's a person's name. But online sales increased 18% to a record $4.45 billion during the combined Thanksgiving and Black Friday weekend. So still, in-store sales dominate. So it hasn't crossed that threshold yet of online as being bigger than the in-store.
Yeah, I understand. David wasn't bigger than Goliath either. That doesn't mean that he didn't die. You know, the... For one, I think that people are more thrifty, but as the economy gets better, people will buy more gifts. I think that that's ultimately what's going to happen. But where are they going to buy them? For my household, now we use SaveItPurse.com. We almost exclusively buy stuff there.
And, it'd be crazy not to.
Yeah. So what you can do is you can go essentially SaveItPurse.com, and it's an interface between you and Amazon, and you work with other people to get huge discounts. So we're getting discounts.
Bitcoin.
Yeah. You have to use Bitcoin. But why wouldn't you go get Bitcoin if you can get discounts from between, I think 20% is conservative if you're willing to wait, especially with gifts, right? You got a month. If you're able to wait a few days, 20% is probably pretty conservative, on up to discounts as high as 40%.
Mm-hmm.
Above 40%, the fees start kicking in. But, I mean, 40% savings on things on Amazon? Have you ever heard of a sale on Amazon? Never.
No.
So we're getting huge savings like that, and we've done all our shopping and helped
Jack's grandparents do their shopping for him through saveitpurse.com. So we're going to be teaching them how to do it. Suddenly, they're interested in Bitcoin.
What do you know?
What do you know? Now people who poo-pooed Bitcoin and didn't care anything about Bitcoin, suddenly, wow, you can save 20 to 40%?
All of a sudden.
Somebody tell me about this Bitcoin thing.
Yeah, saveitpurse.com is great. There's no doubt more people are going to be using that this holiday season. And you can share your experiences with us if you'd like. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The industry group is predicting an increase in sales this year, but you know, only time will tell on that. Shay said on a conference call Sunday with reporters, the truth is some shoppers start even earlier. The weekend before Christmas is another big period for the industry. Still, the trade group said more than 151 million people indicated they shopped or planned to shop in stores or online during the four-day weekend from Thursday through Sunday. So none of this includes Cyber Monday's money, which will be, you know, tallied up after tomorrow. That's up from the group's mid-November survey, which projected 136 million people planned to shop over the long weekend. Nearly 102 million said they shopped in stores, while 103 million shopped online. The parity between in-store and online shopping supports what retailers are working feverishly to accomplish. People want to be able to shop anytime that they choose from anywhere. And that's just the direction things are going in general.
Yeah. It's all the business to get in is delivering packages, apparently.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's got its ups and downs, too, right? Like, you know, you've got a
fierce competition.
Yeah, you got to deal with, you know, gas prices and the competition and all that.
I think that's why they're doing the drone thing, just to see how that works.
Yeah, and then also you got Uber now getting into the delivery game in some of the bigger cities as well. So
interesting.
Unusual, unexpected competitions entering into the delivery marketplace as well. So
sure.
I think that's good news. The Retail Federation changed its Thanksgiving holiday survey questions and methodology, so its results are no longer comparable to prior years. The principal analyst at Prosper Insights and Analytics, the firm that conducts the survey, said changes in consumer habits needed to be captured with new survey questions. They said that it's out of the business of forecasting spending for periods like Black Friday. Last year, they said consumer spending fell 11%. During Thanksgiving weekend, and store traffic over the 4 days was down 5.2%. That's last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it fell last year 11% over the entire weekend. This year, they've only calculated the Black Friday itself, so we don't have the full weekend numbers yet. I'm sure those will be coming shortly. But so we saw the Black Friday itself was down 10%. Thanksgiving was down 10% as well. So presuming the weekend follows that same trend, you see, this is it's not falling off a cliff, but it's not good.
Well, Black Friday, apparently, I think we can pretty much say that Black Friday wasn't what it used to be.
Yep, that's certainly true.
Now, does that mean brick and mortar retailers are dead? I don't know. We'll see how things go.
Average spending per person. There was a group that did a study of the actual shoppers. They talked to 4,281 shoppers on Friday and Saturday, and they found that the average spending per person over the four-day weekend was about $300, just less than $300,
okay.
With 77% of that going toward gifts, indicating consumers are also buying for themselves. About 77.6% of them polled said that they had at least started their holiday shopping. Two out of five of the shoppers said they think retailers' discounts from now until Christmas Day will be better than those offered last week. And finally, nearly one-third of all purchases over this weekend were specifically driven by sales and promotions. So the other two-thirds are just because, you know, people needed to buy stuff. I guess they wanted to buy gifts, but not specifically the ones that were on sale. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. What about the fight? What's the morality behind laughing?
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You can bring up anything. We are discussing the results of Black Friday. The numbers down more than $1 billion just on Friday alone. It's over 10% off of last year. Same thing with Thursday, which would be Thanksgiving Day sales, also down 10%. The whole weekend numbers, haven't seen those yet. You're welcome to share your experience if you want, and then we'll talk about the fights and the gawking, as the Washington Post editorial by Luke O'Neill is complaining about here, saying, stop gawking because you're shaming the poor by doing that. We'll get into the details there. You can join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to federal prison, where Matthew is on the line in Texas. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, fellas. I just called in to talk about the a case I filed, a First Amendment case for magazine censorship in prison. For the prison I was at, Marion that shipped me for complaining, I finally filed the case, and I put the pictures, the images that they shipped me over. Or were,
they
were
shipped the you, is what you're saying. They shipped you somewhere. They moved you?
Yes.
Okay.
They sent me to Texas from Illinois.
Okay, got it. And so they moved you to what, a more restrictive facility, or what was the purpose of the move?
The purpose of the move is so that the case that I file won't get injunctive relief to prevent them from doing to, it won't stop them from keep on doing what they're doing.
And what are they doing?
They're taking magazines for the most ridiculous reasons. I mean, if they have any iteration of a human female nipple and the publication's rejected, out of hand.
Yeah, and you sent us these pictures from these the offending magazines, and I've got to say,
yes,
I'm stunned by what they might be rejecting these magazines.
It's
over.
Crazy.
One of
it?
Them, I've got them sitting right here. You sent copies of them to us. One of them is a statue, like a bronze statue of what appears to be like a big woman, like a weightlifting,
yeah,
big warrior
kind of
woman.
Woman.
I mean,
yeah,
if this is, and if somebody finds this statue sexually attractive, their tastes would be, shall we call them, eclectic.
But the other one is
right.
is a drawing of a female who is topless, and you know, I wonder about this.
It seems to be alluring as opposed to sexual. I think it's art.
Well, someone could find it sexual. I mean, but anyway, my question here, Matthew, is hasn't this ground been covered? I mean, aren't there already cases about this? Because it doesn't seem to be uncommon that jails will restrict mail that has nudity of some sort.
They get away with it often. It just depends on the circuit that the case is tried in and how the judge feels, which judge you pull in the lottery.
But I guess I'm wondering, I mean, obviously the research you can do is limited in jail, but, you know, it seemed like this has been covered before. I'm just wondering if you are going to, you know, is this a futile case?
No, it's not futile, but this hasn't actually been covered before. The other cases were actually real nudity of a more erotic nature. The cases that support this stuff was Amatil versus Reno, and it had to do with Playboy, Penthouse, Hustler, and the like.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge, in his opinion upholding it, said that, anyway, the other side said, this would mean that you could reject statues and drawings and so forth of real artwork. And the government's position was, we'd never do anything like that.
Turns out they would,
but they have.
And right, so you can never trust the government. You can never trust bureaucrats with your constitutional rights.
Well, what is the reason to restrict even sexual photos? I mean, Mark, you actually went to prison for 9 years or 8 or 9 years. What's the excuse for this? I mean, you'd think that if the guys were busy playing with themselves that they'd be doing less fighting.
I have no idea.
their claim, they have their go-to guy is a guy named Dr. Andre Hernandez, who they identify as a professional psychologist as opposed to the other kind,
yeah.
I suppose. And he claims that inmates will rape each other or staff if they see things like the image of this big bronze monster.
Yeah. Okay, that's ridiculous.
I want to know the evidence for that claim.
Well, okay,
that is outrageous.
You see in the caption of the case of the page that I sent you, it says this publication contains, you know, nude breasts and stuff.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Poses a threat to the orderly operation of the institution.
That's what they say.
How is it that you were able
to
send?
Wait a second. I want to know. You sent photocopies of it to us.
Yes.
Yeah. How did you get? If this is contraband in federal prison, how was it that you were able to put this in the case in the first place and further send copies of them to
from
us?
A federal prison.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. So how was it that you could have sent them to us in the first place, and were you allowed to hold on to them?
Different wardens have different standards. It's arbitrary and capricious.
So you just got these while you were in prison to send?
Yeah, this prison never bothered to censor these images.
Ridiculous. Okay, so the other thing I want to know is, look.
So you actually got an upgrade. You're at a better prison as a result of that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I when I was in prison, they had the nudie magazines were all over. You had to pay for, you had to buy them. There was a premium, but they came in.
Really?
All over the place. I mean, you know.
Yeah. So it's not prohibited in Florida then?
I would imagine they're prohibited.
Oh.
But
not enforced.
I mean, there was just, you know, they were there. I think the guards brought them in. I'm not 100% sure where they were coming from.
Well, you're not going to smuggle one of those in where the sun don't shine. I mean, so. You know, there's certain things you can get into prison by concealing them in certain cavities, but a magazine, you're going to have to bring that in, obviously.
Sometimes guys would go out and, you know, work out in the community and things like that, and they certainly bring them in.
Bring them back.
Yeah, but I don't know. I have no idea how these things got in.
They were everywhere.
But they were relatively common. Were they? Are they common there, Matt? Or were they common at Marion?
You know, the smuggle type stuff, yeah, oh yeah. I mean, this stuff's in every prison. If there's a demand for it in prison, it's for sale in prison.
Okay.
You know that.
Sure. Okay, sure.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because these people are stopping Wired magazine for coming in because it's got some stylized picture of a topless female or whatever it is, and they can't prevent full-on, pornographic magazines from coming into their prison. This isn't ineffective in any way, shape, or form other than to mess with people who are trying to, inmates who are trying to work with their system, right?
Right. And the whole thing, what finally irritated me was that I noticed that they were basically stealing a percentage of my magazines. It was costing me money. At first, I found it kind of amusing. I mean, they've rejected New Yorker, Biblical History News, and other magazines that belong to other inmates for the same stuff because of naked statues and so forth.
Wow.
But, I mean, it kind of gives a whole new meaning to the word threat, doesn't it?
You know, I wonder about Prison Legal News is an organization with which we're pretty pretty familiar here on Free Talk Live, and they actually send their newsletter regularly to prisoners all around the country and inmates, and any jail that rejects it, basically Prison Legal News will then file a suit against them, and they win every single time on free speech grounds. So I wonder. Go ahead.
What I was going to say is, yes, because they're wrong, and the stuff that these people are doing is insane. I mean, I don't know how many county jails have gone to this postcard-only policy where inmates are only allowed to mail and receive postcards because they don't want to, inspect mail for contraband, and they've been beaten every time. And I keep hoping that some federal judge somewhere will say, you know what, this has happened 40 times. I'm taking half of your budget.
Can a judge do that?
Sure, they can just award it to Prison Legal News.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? In the form of punitive damages. Like, you'll drive no new police cars for 5 years because you did something so stupid.
This case has been filed in federal district court?
Oh, my case, yes. It's been filed in the Southern District of Illinois. Shore, S-C-H-O-R-R.
Does that mean the Federal Bureau of Prisons has to actually transfer you up to Illinois to go to court?
No. This, all likely, I get out in 41 months or so. I'll likely be out of prison before this ever would reach a trial stage.
Interesting.
But even if I didn't, I think they would do it by video or something.
Well, I look forward to hearing updates on the case from you, Matthew. Appreciate your call here tonight. Thank you, sir, and be safe in there. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
This is why this whole crime and punishment mentality that so many people have doesn't work, because the legal system won't support it.
855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on nudity in prisons.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too, which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now, 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Here we are on the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, we'll go to your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. And get interactive there. The website is free. Lots of those talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. Ours, we give away. So please enjoy at freetalklive.com. It's brand new, redesigned here for 2015. It hasn't had a redesign in 5 years. So it was time for one, and it looks great. So please go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about Black Friday. There's more to say about it, especially from a moral question of observing these fights and being amused by them, because I admit I am amused by them.
Yes, you love talking about Black Friday. It's one of your favorite things to talk about.
It's that time of year and it's something to talk about. What else are you going to talk about? The same old, same old.
One time you went to Black Friday in the
morning.
You got up early just to watch people.
Well, I wanted to experience it. I mean, I wanted to be amongst the Black Friday and see what it was actually like. It wasn't about people watching as much as it was just experiencing all of it. But yes, part of that is observing what's going on around you. And so we'll continue with that. Ralph is on the line, though, in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live, Ralph.
I find it very interesting that this program entertains all sort of callers, including the one from federal prison. The disappointment from that one is over the fact he did not make an appeal to Obama to get him out of jail.
He's not making an appeal to Obama to get him out of jail. He's filing a federal case in court.
Okay. All right. But nevertheless, you know, he wants to shut down Guantanamo Bay. Now,
He wants to shut down what?
Guantanamo Bay?
Guantanamo, yeah.
I didn't hear him talk about shutting down Guantanamo Bay, but...
Here we'll come to that.
Obama's in favor of that. I thought you meant our caller from federal prison. Okay. Right. Yeah, well, Obama said that, but he hasn't shut it down now, has he?
All right. Regarding Black Friday, I have...
Which, by the way, before you go on with Black Friday...
Hey, Frank, I would think this would be a really big issue for you because Obama said he was going to shut down Guantanamo Bay, and then he didn't
do it. He lied about
that. This is a campaign promise that he failed to deliver on.
I'm going to get through with this whole, you know, idea of climate change or you know, global warming. I think he gets through with that.
You think he's doing something before he gets around to shutting down Guantanamo Bay? Like he's got an agenda that he needs to...
That's a ridiculous
excuse. So do you support shutting down Guantanamo, or are you in favor of Guantanamo?
Really. Not really.
You don't really support shutting it down?
No, I don't think most people in this country like to see it shut down.
You think that torturing and depriving...
Well, they can torture people on American soil as well as they can torture it elsewhere. It creates an extra legal situation that is, frankly, very difficult for the federal government to deal with, Frank. And, I mean, I just don't want to spend the money on it. I'm sick and tired of incarcerating people that haven't been charged. And I'll thank you very much, Mr. Small Government, if you'll get your hand out of my pocket. If you'll stop pilfering, if you'll stop supporting the Republicans that pilfer my wallet. Please, Ralph, stop stealing from me, you stinking big government Republican!
Wait, when did Ralph ever say he was for small government?
I am for small government.
No, you're not. You're for more bigger government than government bureaucrats having guns. That's all you want.
A government remember that. That's for Reagan. But I have a question to Obama, okay? A direct question to him.
All right, we'll let him know.
Black Friday.
Let me get him on the line here.
Does Obama believe that Black Friday is a concept or an idea that is racist? We will really talk
is that
about
seriously?
It,
is that, like, if you could ask Barack Obama one question, would that be the question
I'd rather know boxers with briefs than that dumb question.
Thanks for the call, Ralph. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
Ralph is obsessed with race.
He is. He's obsessed with Barack Obama as well. 855-450.
He's obsessed with race.
3733. Black Friday has nothing to do with race. It has to do with the numbers of the retailers getting into the black. The books, the accounting is in the black, meaning that they purportedly become profitable now in November of the year is when they become
purportedly
profitable. Now, wait, isn't it some businesses, don't they do their finances where they end, like, the year in the middle of the summer or something?
Sure.
What's up with that? Is that just because of the way taxes are done?
I imagine it's probably for convenience sake, yeah.
Why is it more convenient to do it in the middle of the summer as opposed to the end of the year?
Well, if your accountant has to do all the work at the end of the year or the end of the quarter, if everybody's ending on December the 31st, mm-hmm. then all the work is either done at the end of the year or the end of the quarters for the same day for every company. If, however, a company...
So some companies would do it on a different time.
...stagger, then the accountants are working, the same, at least at the end of the month, the same, you know, all year round.
Okay, that makes sense. So, anyway, back to Black Friday, unless you want to comment on what...
That's conjecture, by the way. I have no idea.
I don't know either. Black Friday, the numbers down for in-store sales, up for online, which seems to be on track with what happened last year. While Black Friday does remain the season's biggest shopping day, shopper tracks results, this according to the Dallas Morning News, also reflect Black Friday discounts offered by retailers before Halloween. More sales have already been booked by retailers prior to the long Thanksgiving weekend than last year, which is a result of retailers successfully elongating the holiday season, according to the ShopperTrack Chief Revenue Officer, Kevin Kearns. He says, quote, ultimately, while many question the ongoing relevance of Black Friday, it is still the biggest sales day of the year and at least signals the start of the holiday shopping season for many people.
The biggest issue for Black Friday is, for one, I think it appears to be going away. It's not as important of a day as it used to be.
Down from 11.6, I think, to $10.4 billion.
Yeah, well, and it dropped another almost 10% the year before that,
correct?
Right? So,
well, the whole weekend dropped 10%. We don't have the full weekend numbers from this year.
Yeah, it's that ship is sinking, but they're making people work on Thanksgiving more and more often. You know, retail associates and these mm-hmm. sorts of things. It'd be one thing if you were successful, but this is a hedging move against the other players in the game, and. You know, I don't know.
Say on the air that Amazon is now the number one retailer in the United States, or was it the world? I don't remember.
Did I say that?
Maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was Friday. No, it was Friday night. That was Daryl that was...
you got me and Daryl confused. That's interesting. That.
Yeah, I don't even know who's here and when they're here. So apparently this year Amazon surpassed Walmart in numbers, not in employees. So Walmart's still the number one employer in the United States, but as far as their retail sales go...
Yeah, imagine if you can Amazon sell as much as Walmart and not have to employ as many people.
Exactly.
You could actually pay them more.
ShopperTrack didn't release traffic numbers, but said there was a decrease in traffic from last year on both Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Some of the decline could be attributed to shoppers researching online and going to stores when they're ready to buy. There may also be social backlash against store openings on the holiday. And we heard some of that last year, where people were grumbling because the stores are somehow out of the spirit of the holidays by making, you even used the term, making people work. You can always not work on Thanksgiving by getting a new job.
You can choose not to. But why are they doing it is really a more important question to me than that they are doing it.
Because, in my opinion, if you open on Thanksgiving, you get the business. I mean, I saw it happen back in the 90s when I was working at Kmart. They opened on Thanksgiving on one of the years I worked there, and we were the only store open in town. So everyone who was shopping on Thanksgiving was shopping at Kmart. The place was packed. It was rocking all day long.
See, I think the reason that retailers do it is not because they are going to make more money, but because they don't want the other retailers
to beat
the
them
business,
to it. Yeah.
Right? So it's a hedging situation against losing money.
Yeah.
This is the situation that led to cigarettes being banned from being. You can't talk about. You can't advertise cigarettes on. The radio or television. And the reason is because essentially the cigarette manufacturers all agreed, oh, yeah, go ahead and make this illegal for us to do. That way, none of them could break the truce.
Oh.
You see, now if they you know, tried to get together and make some kind of contract or something amongst themselves, they just couldn't come to the conclusions. But if the federal government lays down a law and says you can't advertise cigarettes or cigarettes on TV or radio because they're just too powerful of a medium, well, then that's an entirely different story.
According to the story, the Friday numbers for online sales went up 18%. So in-store down 10%, down by more than $1 billion. Online sales increasing 18% to a record $4.45 billion just for Friday. That's Friday and Thanksgiving. Mobile shopping hit a new record with 34% of those purchases being made on a smartphone or tablet. Huh. So many people aren't even leaving their smartphones or tablets to make their holiday purchases. You can share your thoughts here. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.